On Wednesday mornings here on Brekkie, we throw open our studio doors to invite local artists in. We ask them to share a bit of music live from the studios here at RTR, and we task them with covering a fellow WA act. We call it Slightly Odd Way, and this week I'm joined by Tom Brown and Brush Tail, a.k.a. Tom Faulkner, Ryan Burra and Lucky Tan. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio to get this all across our airwaves this morning. A real treat and a real pair up for the ages. We'll get into the exact pairing, but we've got a bit of a CV to give for everyone in the room. I just want people to know who they're hearing on the radio. So, Tom, earlier this year we heard your debut album, My Holland Street Heart. You came into Brekkie to have a little yap about it. It was a local feature. It was a beautiful bedroom pop record that was really intimately lo-fi and a real special one. It was released on Rockton Records. Ryan, you're the brains behind local label Rockton Records. Alongside Tom, you've been putting out work from artists like Great Statue and Giacomo, Anna Schneider, Delivery Boy, just to name a few, playing in your own band, No Nomad, among many others. It would take too long to mention them all, I'm sure. Lucky playing in Buckland, one of those bands too. If you want to find out a little bit more about Rockton Records, a bit of cross promo, you could listen to Ryan's episode of First Pressing with Mark Neal. A really beautiful exploration and understanding of the label. I had a bit of a listen to it in sort of research and understanding about Rockton recently, and it was a really lovely episode. You can listen to that wherever you get your RTR podcasts usually. Now we've got a bit of a CV going on for everyone. Everyone sort of knows who's speaking, and I've been speaking for too long. I want to talk to all of you. Let's talk about how you, Tom, and Ryan came together. How did you cross paths originally? Who wants to take the lead on that story?
I think we...
That's a Tom.
We were, if I remember correctly, we were playing in a friend's band, and we played, like, a yard...
Yard. Yeah, it wasn't just any band.
It wasn't just. I'm building it up.
One-off mystery act.
Yeah, yeah.
But mystery
not so
act?
Mystery when we were unveiled, I suppose.
What was the unveiling to be? what were you unveiled to be?
Yeah, I don't know. I can say the title of the band. That's not like...
Oh,
yeah,
is it a secret?
No.
Were you just covering something weird?
No, it's just like... You know,
you're making it worse.
It's called...
It was Dan Dingus and the Daddy Deluxe. Yeah, I just, you know...
Love that. Love that. So that's when you first came together?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was our friend's band, and that was kind of playing a lot of, let's say, obscure songs. Like, we went from... Was that a theme from, like... Lockie, correct me on the anime reference because I don't know it, but like some sort of Naruto theme, and then followed by Toxic by Britney Spears.
Excellent.
There was a bit of like a Captain Falcon referencing as
well. Yeah. When was this?
This was like 2018, 19, 20, that sort of era. Yeah. A few of us were kind of in a circle of mutual friends, and that got called together to play for that band. Tom was on drums then, and I was kind of like, who's this drummer? He's awesome. And we just got chatting and like talking more about music.
Yeah. So you just crossed paths back then playing strange covers and strange renditions. Yeah. I love that. But you crossed paths a little more recently to work on Tom's record, right? Is that the first time you musically crossed paths again in a little while?
Yeah, there was an earlier project that was kind of mentioned, but it didn't really like get off the ground. But then Tom reached back out to me and said, yo, I've got this album. Mm. I had a listen and was, really blown away and, like, stoked that he wanted to work on releasing it together and, like, also putting, like, a live band together because he was sort of newer to town and wanted to kind of, like, start playing shows. Mm.
The songs that we did this time around, like, this EP, it was like Ryan had these ideas that he had recorded at his house. And they were, like, instrumental, weren't fully, like, arranged yet or anything. But then he just asked me to, like, see if I could come up with something. And we did Backlight, that first track. And then, like, to be honest, when it's, like, when you're not working on it by yourself, it's, like, you kind of, like, just kind of do it. You don't think too much of it. You don't, like, obsess over it. And then, like, I was showing my friends and everyone was, like, man, this is like, this is, I really like this. Oh. So then we just decided to make more, and then it just flowed like that. And it happened really quickly, I think.
Yeah, it was fast. I think, like, I definitely wanted to work with Tom because of just, like, you could tell this guy can write melodies, and that's always something, like, because I've come more from an instrumental or, like, laptop background, you know, melody writing, lyric writing is, like, pretty new. So it was kind of, like, an easy choice.
And, like, all my songs are, like, just a guitar and singing, like, so simple, but Ryan can, like, intricately lay all these things and do all this stuff that I can't. So it's like, it was just, it happened perfectly.
A match made in heaven. Yeah. We're obviously talking there about your brand new EP, Happenings, yep. which is a really beautiful sort of four tracks?
Yep.
Four track kind of celebration of this friendship, of connection, of what's going on right now. And I do want to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. But let's talk about why you're here today. You're here for Slightly Odd Way, which means you've prepared a cover for us. Can you reveal to me who you're covering and why it is that you chose that track?
Yeah, so we decided that we wanted to cover Trans Perth by Nicholas Ulbrook.
Mm, a track from back in 2019.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I can say the name of this album correctly.
Neither.
I'm going to go Wabi Sabi Bruto Bruta. I think that might be the name of the record.
Yeah,
I've written
good,
it down for the listener to break the fourth wall there. But why this track? Why this one?
I think it was... Yeah, it is, because it is a bit of a deep cut. I suppose, like, a lot of his music can kind of feel like that. I think it's, like, it's unloved, or it should be loved more. Like, he's got so many gems of solo songs, as well as, what, Ponder on their, like, 9th, 10th album.
Yeah,
10 millionth album.
So prolific.
Yeah. So brilliant.
Yeah, I think, like, the localness obviously sticks out, and I think that maybe those threads kind of run through. You go, Tom.
No, I just, like, for me, because it was Ryan's idea originally to do this song, and this, it's hard, like, when you're singing it, it's like you kind of want to be able to relate to it some way. Like, you don't want to be singing about, like, something you have no idea. But, like, the song's called Trans Perth.
Yeah.
The last line is, how could I give Trans Perth $200? Like, it's kind of close to home, like, in that sense. So we just thought it'd be, like, cool.
Have you cupped one of those fines?
No comment.
I think the arrangement had a little bit of an influence as well. So, yeah, we normally have Ben French in the band, and he was unavailable. Is unavailable, and so we kind of, that influenced our thinking a little bit as well.
Yeah, we had to strip it back.
I think Nicholas Ulbrook as a choice for Slightly Odd Way does feel poetic and appropriate. He is prolific. He's a member of our music community that we're so immensely proud of, and does have a really huge sort of catalogue of work to be able to dive into. Do you remember the first time you saw Nick Ulbrook, or sort of got stuck into some of his work?
For me personally, it was like the video of... Like, I must have been, like, I don't know, 14 or something. It was the video of Tame Impala at Lollapalooza or something. Like, some festival. Coachella.
Yeah, some huge festival.
Yeah. Like, but it was, like, back in the day with the headbands. You know what I mean? You know the video I'm talking about? And he's on bass. So I was like, that's cool. That was my first, like...
Yeah, for sure. I think I saw him at Laneway and was pretty blown away by him as a performer, because I think that was... he wasn't maybe playing solo. He did have a band, but he definitely had the stage all to his own and just killing it. I think he's got that, you know, music is in his bones, and everyone in the crowd knows that and feels it too. I saw him at Porch Fest in Frio, and that's completely different setting to a festival, but just as beautiful, I think. And then also I read his essay, which I encourage all West Australian artists to read if they haven't, in the Griffith Review, Creative Darwinism. I think it's got a longer title, but I think that's a really, like, special piece of writing as well.
It's a special artist, and I think that's part of why I love Slightly Odd Way, is people get to come in and, like, pen a bit of an ode, you know, even if it's someone that they just love musically, or someone that they do, you know, look up to or look sort of sideways to in their career. I'm excited that we're going to get to hear the Brushtail and Tom Brown version of this song on Breakfast for Slightly Odd Way this morning. Tom Brown and Brushtail covering Nicholas Ulbrook's Trans Perth. Breakfast for Slightly Old, where you just heard Brush Towel and Tom Brown covering Nicholas Albrook's Trans Perth. Thanks so much for delivering that special cover for us this morning. How'd you feel about it? Feel good?
Yeah, feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling great?
Yeah,
really
love
happy.
It.
How'd you go working it out? Any tricky bits? What were your priorities when you were reworking it for a Tom Brown Brush Towel kind of sound?
Trying to get it in the three piece because, yeah, as we touched on before, like Ben couldn't make it today. Shout out to Ben. Love him. So we just had to figure out, yeah, I jumped on bass. That's why it's really minimal bass line. And yeah, just working it in the three piece.
Yeah, I think we did go for a key change. That's always like something is
true.
Like sort of finding where the vocals sit. I think the stripped back vibe, like with Lockie having the brushes on drums, really kind of suited that sort of like slinky, murky kind of feeling.
I felt almost like, I don't know, it would have suited very well for almost like, I don't know, a similar film to like Blue Velvet, almost like very like swingy, but also quite like, I don't know. I love the almost like the attractiveness that Ryan has put on to the song with the guitar.
Mm.
I don't know. I think, we did a really good job of it.
I think you did a great job explaining it there. It is attractive, it's kind of slinky, but still got that wonderful murkiness to it. It doesn't feel pin drop clear, and I think that's important for something that comes from not only you lot, who I think prioritise a little bit of that lo-fi kind of intimacy, but Nicholas Albrook too, who really loves to keep those kind of strange sounds in it, those recording sounds that make you feel like you're a part of the recording,
sure.
Which is kind of what you get to do with Slightly Odd, where you do get to be a part of the recording. We're going to shift back to your own music. Talk about the EP that just came out, Happening, a really beautiful collection that did just come out at the start of October. You got together again to make this. You talked about how easy it was. Now that it's out in the world, thinking about it, how do you think about this EP? How do you explain it to people? How do you celebrate an EP like this?
Well, we had a few drinks. I honestly, now that it's out, and it's untouched, like you can't touch it anymore. I listened to it on the way home from work, which is rare, like listening to your own stuff. But I feel like it's because it's shared, like it's like there's parts of it you don't understand. Well, for me, it's like I don't understand how you did this or whatever. So it's still like got a bit of magic to me, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it. I think, like Tom was saying, some of the tunes or like sketches, demos were from a few years ago, and I was kind of like, oh, these might never see the light of day, or if they do, they might not be in like reach their potential, I suppose. So, like, it's, I'm really proud to, like, to have them out. And, yeah, the response has been really nice. I'm also proud that having tried singing on a track for the first time, like, that I think was a big thing.
I was going to ask, is it the first time you've really sung on a track like this?
Yeah, and we haven't done it live, so... doing it on Oddway was actually the first time in front of anyone.
Natural.
So, yeah, that was kind of daunting. And, you know, I'm not Nina Simone, but I'm trying.
No.
I'm learning.
You're good.
Going to listen to the track you sing on this morning and hear it live. It's a really a beautiful opportunity to get to hear Ryan Barrett really get across a little vocal mic for a change. I want to talk about that in just a moment. But before we do that, you are celebrating this EP in another way, early December. What's happening?
Oh, so we got a live show launching the EP, the Buffalo Club. It's on Sunday, December 8th.
Yep.
6:30 doors, probably be wrapped up by about 9-ish. And we have the lovely Jack Gaby on support.
Beautiful. You can find out all the info about that one via the Rockton Records Instagram. Have a look at Tom Brown's Instagram. It'll be all over the place. You'll be able to find out what you need to. We are talking about and hearing the last track today. It's an original. It's the one that you're singing on, a part of this Happening EP. You already know. Can you tell me a little bit about this track? Did you write the lyrics for this one?
Yeah, I did write the lyrics. One of the first times kind of properly having a go at that. And funnily enough, the first demo was actually written on a plane coming back from Darwin last year to Perth. So it was originally called Darwin to Perth.
Yes.
And I guess the little synergy there is that Tom is from the NT. So, like, weirdly enough, there is that NT, like, WA connection from that first demo, which was probably just, like, the bass line and the keys.
Do you want to...
Yeah, about the actual story and stuff.
Yeah,
it's about someone I love.
I don't know. Our girlfriends are, like, kind of friends. And, like, and then... No, this is what I wanted to say. And then it was, like...
Shout out to...
No, we can make this... Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Grace and Sarah. And, like, and it was, like, he was singing about Sarah, and I was, like, oh, okay. So then I sang about Grace, and then it was like this little wholesome moment. That's what I wanted to say.
That's cute. So it's like a little love letter EP.
Yeah.
As well as being a million other things, sure. But that's a small part of it. That's pretty cute. You're literally all blushing now. This is very sweet. I love that. Okay, well, we're going to hear this really gorgeous track. It's one of four on the brand new EP that comes from Brushtail and Tom Brown. Tom, Ryan and Lockie, thank you so much for joining me on Brekkie and here in the studios to do Slightly Odd Way to share a little bit of music. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
Your voice sounds like you already know. You already know. Cutting up the grass, carving your own path like you already know. You already know. Watch the sun move behind the trees, and in time the water flows. The water flows. Feel the weight of your skin. Mixing it all in. Don't want you to go. Don't want you to go. The cold outside feels different to me. 'Cause now
Breakfast. It's Tom Brown and Brush Tail, a team up from the Rockton Records department. They put out an EP recently, and that's a track you can find on it. But it's performed live at RTR FM this morning. You heard You Already Know.